Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm so sad.
I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
That was Hillary Clinton yesterday speaking to Christiane Amanpour.
I was robbed.
And joining us now is Jonah Goldberg from the National Review. Jonah, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So does Hillary Clinton really believe that, or is she just putting this narrative out there? Does she really know why she lost?
Oh, she probably knows more. She probably realizes it more than she wants to let on, but it is a very... Look, I am not an old white lady, but I think this is sort of a general proposition that it's really difficult, particularly for politicians, to accept the fact that sometimes the dogs just don't want to eat the dog food. And, you know, she was just, this is a lady who had none of the talent and charisma of her husband, who just simply believed that, you know, her idea of extemporaneous speaking was to leap from her prepared notes to her prepared note cards. And she's just not a good politician. People don't like her, except for people who have sort of already drunk the Kool-Aid. And the thing that drives me crazy about her explanation here, I think there's some plausibility to it. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily right, but it's a plausible explanation. But what she does is she makes it sound like WikiLeaks and the Comey stuff were these events totally unrelated to her actual behavior.
Yeah.
She's the one who did the stuff with the server. She's the one who, you know, played fast and loose with the rules for years and years and years. Nothing that, I mean, I'm not a fan of WikiLeaks at all, but nothing that WikiLeaks reported was untrue.
Well, listen to a little bit more. Here again is Hillary Clinton, and I want you to listen very carefully. I'm going to stop this in just a short while, but let's hear the first part, and then notice that there is an important word that is added here.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing.
Keep going.
But I was on...
But! That's that moment where you say but. And you say, well, you know, there were a lot of things that I did wrong, but... And then it comes across as very insincere in the form of an apology or an acceptance of your own personal responsibility. Do you agree?
Oh, I agree entirely. My favorite part is where she says, I take total and complete responsibility for the problems with our campaign, but
exactly.
It was all of these other things that made me lose. You know?
Well, isn't it true that the Democrats have done their own analysis of what went wrong? Because, you know, obviously, if you're a Democrat right now and you look at the fact that you got a Republican House and Senate and a Republican in the White House and a conservative majority in the Supreme Court, you go, well, this is not good times for Democrats. Maybe we need to fix this. And as they looked at it, they found that really it turned out that she just didn't motivate people to go to the polls.
Yeah. No, look, the problem is when you have such a narrow victory. Basically, you know, Trump lost the popular vote. It was a very narrow thing. He flipped like five counties that delivered him the election. So basically almost any constituency was the winning margin, right? I mean, you could point to left-handed trombone players and probably get pretty close to the winning votes, you know, for Donald Trump. But the one group that is very clearly at the heart of Donald Trump's victory are people who had voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and or 2012 who decided to abandon the Democratic Party because it wasn't speaking for them and vote Republican. And if the Democratic Party can't hold on to the white working class, which was the heart and soul of the Democratic Party from FDR until about 5 minutes ago, they got huge, huge problems.
I think also, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think also part of this was Hillary just really went, or at least to me, projected the image that the American voter is stupid. She had no platform. She didn't need a platform, that we were just going to elect her because she's a Democrat and she's a Clinton.
Well, because Donald Trump.
Yeah, right. Well, exactly. Yeah. And that the American voter is stupid. And we listen, wasn't it of the guy from President Obama, the healthcare architect, Jonathan Gruber, who said, you know, they counted on the stupidity of the American voter. And I think that came through loud and clear.
No, I think that's entirely right. And I think, you know, look, this is all over the Shattered book, you know, this new book about the campaign.
Yes, absolutely.
But we know this for a fact for a very long time. The whole slogan, "I'm ready for Hillary," was this not too clever subliminal thing to say, it's her turn. It was purely a sense of entitlement to the presidency. Her last name was Clinton. She had to put up with all of Bill Clinton's Baron and the Milkmaid acts with the interns, and now it's her turn for, you know, the throne. And that's just not super compelling to a lot of people. It's one of the reasons why Jeb Bush couldn't get traction. This country really doesn't like dynasties unless they like the person representing them.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to give you a chance to weigh in also on the current fight over the budget and how so many conservatives are upset, but it appears that this budget is going to be approved.
Yeah. Look, I get it. You know, first of all, they told me there would be no math on this show, so we're not going to get
too deep in
the weeds.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's a pretty crappy budget, but it's not particularly more crappy than the standard budget that we've gotten for the last 15 years. The problem for Donald Trump is that this is basically the last Obama budget. Most of this work was already done. Mm. But the thing is, when you run a campaign where you swear you're the greatest negotiator on the face of the earth for all time, that everything is going to be easy, the people running Washington are idiots, and then you come up with this utterly unimpressive budget that doesn't quite look like you got very much out of it, it's a bad look for him. And it's a bad look for him in a way that it wouldn't be for a normal Republican president, precisely because he said he was going to come in and, you know, and bake 12-minute brownies in 7 minutes. And you can see why it rankles. You know, the Democrats are trolling him. I think it was what Trump should have done is just come out and say, hey, look, you people wanted bipartisanship. A lot of this stuff was baked in the cake. I didn't think we should shut down the government. I stood up for military funding, and that stuff is good. It's not huge, but it's good.
Right.
And come the fall, that's going to be my budget, and that's where I'm going to really have to fight it through. Right. I had to inherit this mess from the previous guy. But instead, they sort of wanted to claim credit for all these great accomplishments. At the same time, they didn't have a lot of great accomplishments in there to claim credit for.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Jonah Goldberg, always entertaining, and it's always good to have you. Thank you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.